If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Back in studio this week, Josh back from vacation. Josh, I hope you had a good vacation. Are we revealing your big news?
Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it.
Josh is going to be a dad.
Yes. Congratulations, man.
Even though I already am.
Yes.
But
this will be your
official title.
You're the first kid born of your sperm.
Well, that's a good way to put
that's
it.
Fair. Yes.
That's fair.
So,
I would have said loins, but okay.
Loins.
Yeah, sure.
He's the fruit of your loin.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Because it is a boy.
So yes. It was an exciting vacation for Josh. While you were gone, we obviously had an exciting time. So we appreciate everybody who watched last week's episode. Before we get into the open, I just figured we should just kind of like talk about the experience what Justin and I had.
Yeah.
Okay. How insane.
Okay.
I still haven't really come to grips with the fact that I interviewed the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. I don't know. Like, I tried to play it cool up there, you know, like,
and I'm just like, not cool,
but I'm like, I don't think these
act like you're meant to be there, right?
But Deshaun doesn't know that I've been wearing Browns jerseys and watch since I was, you know, 3 years old.
Yeah.
This is like a pinch me moment. And I was so nervous, especially the first couple questions.
Yes,
yeah. And behind the scenes, so we get up there. And we get up there at 7 in the morning. I had to pick Justin up at 5:45 a.m. That's earlier than I get up for work.
Yeah.
So I pick him up. We get up there. And the Browns like sponsor the event along with Deshaun. So there's Browns people there. And we meet the people from the Browns. And like, you're going to set up here. I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, hey, we need power. And they're like, well, the closest one is going to be in the stadium right next to the DJ. I'm just like, hey,
that's not gonna work.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what we're doing?
Yeah. I know you see these microphones and stuff. That's not gonna work.
So, they're like, well, let me see if we can. And the Browns were awesome. Like,
yeah, everybody
who
great.
Worked for the Browns
yes.
were super cool, super nice, super cool. But so they're like, well, let's see if this building has power. And you know, we're kind of in the parking lot of like a Baldwin Wallace facility, and this little like shed where they keep like the gator and that kind of stuff is maybe 100 feet away or so. And they're like, hey, we got in there. There's a plug right in there. I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to have to go buy extension cords though. So Justin and I go and we buy 200 feet of extension cords. We come back, we run it strategically stoked. Around
yes.
our stuff around like where the Browns have stuff set up to give to the kids who are at the 7-on-7. We plug it into the building. There's no power.
Not any power at all.
We're trying like the different plugs.
Oh,
we're flipping switches.
Yep. I'm
like looking for a breaker box.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And we see this guy driving around. I'm like, hey man, is there like another outlet in here? And he's like, oh, that building doesn't have power. We were supposed to be set up at 8. It's like 8:08 right now. I'm like, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. He's like, your closest one's gonna be up against this fence that's in the stadium. I'm like, well, good thing about 200 feet of extension cord.
Let's run this.
So we had to go get the other one, run it all the way into the stadium, plug it in, get all set up. Josh isn't there. And for anybody who watches the show, Josh is the camera guy.
Yes.
Okay. He's just like, he's the camera guy, the graphics guy. He's just the guy. We're just here. And so, but Josh is on vacation. You know, announcing to the world he's having a baby.
Yeah.
So
next man up.
We have our mobile setup, which is we practice with it once. And we get there and I'm trying to set up the different camera angles and we're on like a pretty small table. So I'm having a hard time getting the camera set up where if you go in on a guy, you're not also catching like half the face of another guy. And I finally get it to where I'm like, okay, I think it looks pretty decent with all three of these cameras. We got a good distance away. Everything's good. And they come up and like, hey, do you guys want to put this background in? And I'm like,
you know, oh, we okay. do.
So yeah. we move this background in, but to move the background in, we got to move the table. So then I'm readjusting more stuff. And the guy from Lockerverse comes up. He's like, all right. He's like, they're going to go talk to the players. And then Deshaun Quincy are going to come over and sit down and talk with you guys. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. I'm like, how long you got? He's like, couple minutes. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
And it's raining.
Yeah. And then panicking. so like 30 seconds later, I'm looking in the sky and it's very cloudy and it starts raining and we're just got a table. There's no tent. We got this table. There's cameras and you know, the Rotocaster sitting there, all this, my computer sitting on the table and it starts raining like some bigger drops. And I'm like, hey, I can't just leave this stuff out here. And all of a sudden it starts pouring down rain. And there's just, we don't have anything left.
Josh is going to be pissed.
Yeah. So I'm like panicking and it starts raining. So I'm like, I close my computer. I close the iPad up. I'm trying to find things like
cameras out of the way.
And all the, and like the Deshaun comes up and he's standing there like unconcerned about the rain. Cause I mean, he could just buy all new stuff. And I'm like, man, it's raining. And then it just stops. And I'm like, well,
let's go.
All right. And they're like, okay, where do you guys want me? I'm like, well, there's no cameras right now. And so then I opened the iPad back up. And when I closed it, it disconnected from all the iPhones and from the hotspot. And then I had to, it wouldn't connect to the hotspot again. So I'm like panicking, trying to get it set up. I'm trying to get the cameras. And I'm like, fuck it, Justin, we're going one camera style here. Yeah. We're putting it right in the middle. I'm putting it centered. We're going Let's one because I'm not standing here making this guy wait around for 25 minutes while I try to get this all set up again. So I'm like sweating my you know what's off. I'm already nervous because he's standing there waiting on me. Mm-hmm. I hadn't set up the cameras before. But then it went well, I thought.
It was great, yeah.
I thought you guys did very good for never having set up the equipment before, other than the quick run-through we did in here, and having all that shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
Like, no power, having to leave and go buy stuff, having to find the power stuff.
Like, I was freaking out. I'm sitting in my, the condo in Hilton Head, getting these texts from you guys, like, hey, this is going wrong. There's no power. It's raining. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I can't help you guys.
No, we were just along for the ride at that point.
And then the lady from the Browns, she was very nice and helpful, but obviously she had a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
She couldn't just like follow us around to see what we needed. Anytime I asked, she'd help, but I'm like, I feel bad bugging her. She's definitely got like a lot going on. All these high schools are showing up. She's getting people signed in and I'm just like, I guess we'll figure it out. We'll get it going. Mm-hmm. And then they sat down and it was super cool. Deshaun was super chill, laid back, like super nice. He signed a bunch of stuff for us. Like he talked to us before and after. Even when we left, I walked up to him and like said bye and talked to him for a minute and like just super humble, like didn't pull off bad vibes. Like just super cool guy. Like he was perfectly happy to sit there and talk to us.
So pretty much what we've heard from teammates and stuff from him forever. Just
yeah. Like you have to be careful with something. Like sometimes you meet people and they're dicks and I got none of that.
Yeah.
Like he was super cool. I mean, he didn't have to have us up there. You know what I mean? Like we're not the biggest podcast in the world. Like there could have been other people there. There was other Cleveland media there. He could have been talking to and he took time and he sat down with us. So thank you again to them. Lockerverse, yes. Quincy, Avery, like everybody who had us up there. It was an awesome experience, even though it was nerve wracking at the beginning. But we got to meet a lot of cool people. Chops
great,
came on the show.
Great people. Yep.
We got to meet people that worked for the Browns, met a couple interns, who stopped and talked to us. So It was super cool. And one of the coolest things, I'm saying goodbye to everybody. And, this dude who works for the Browns comes up and he's like, you're Blake, right? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I freaking love the show.
No way.
Yeah. And I was like,
you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. I forgot about it.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah. And I was like, well, hey man, why don't you send it to everybody?
I'm just too busy taking pictures with the referees and stuff, you know, off the side.
Dang, so, that's so cool,
it was
man.
Fun. It was a great experience.
It was awesome. Really I can't experience. Wait. Hopefully we get to keep doing more stuff, but
yes,
thank you to everybody who watched and thank you to the guys who came on the show, Deshaun, Quincy, Chops. It was awesome.
Yes.
And thank you to the Browns. They were super helpful with us. Everybody who was up there from the Browns. So we got a fun episode. We wanted to give you a little bit of recap. Everybody watched. Everybody's commenting, saying how cool it was. So we just want to tell you what the experience was like. We're going to get into Amari Cooper's contract update. Obviously, you know, he got a restructured deal. Training camp starts. You got some guys on the PUP, some guys on the NFI. We're going to talk about, just give you a little bit of rundown about the most recent stuff going on with the Browns. Before we do, though, remember, if you want to get your intros, your voicemails on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. If you prefer to just listen to the show, go find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Tap the notification bell so you don't miss any of the new episodes. If you haven't already subscribed, I don't know what you're waiting for. We've been telling you for months that we're trying to get to 10,000.
It's great. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Like Nike.
But also, if you want to find us on the other social media platforms, just search At The Dogs Podcast. We've gone a little stagnant. We were just talking before we came on, like our TikTok game is suffering. So how do you get popular on TikTok?
I've been doing lots of dance videos and stuff, and nothing's taking off.
If you're part of the youths out there who listen to this show, help us out. Send us some ideas. Like, do I got to like put my shirt in like one of those bikini things like we did, you know? And like, I think that's what sells, right?
Yes.
I can tell you right now, I'm not thrilled about editing that.
Well,
because
do my man right, okay?
Yeah, just make sure you get a good angle. But no, so you can go check us out on the other social media platforms. Like I said, just search At The Dogs Podcast. Lastly, if you're looking for more dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page, access to the private Discord, fantasy football with us. Cutoffs for that will be August 23rd, I think, is the date we set. Again, make sure you get in there, meet the people, get signed up. We had 5 redraft leagues last year. We were hoping to get to at least that again. The fantasy football is a ton of fun.
I think we're 2 filled.
2 leagues already, are filled.
At least. We might have, I think we're probably about 2.5, to be honest with you. So,
if
you're thinking about it, now is the time. Do not wait because we're only a month away now.
And you don't want to, we have to make the cutoff at some point. So if we get to, 42 people, like we're going to have to do 10-4 team leagues. If you're the last two, it's going to be, we'll try to do everything. Sometimes people will do multiple leagues in there and we'll try to get but you don't want to get left out because you waited too long and we don't have enough to fill up that league. So if you're interested in it, get in there and get signed up right now so you don't miss out on your opportunity. It's a ton of fun. We give out free dogs merch for the winners, all that good stuff. You get to be part of the extra episodes every week. So it's a good time. If you're interested in that kind of thing, jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So I think big news for the Browns was going into training camp. We talked about it a bunch on this show, was that Amari Cooper was going to hold in, maybe. Talked like he's going to show up, but he wasn't going to take part in any activities until he got his new deal. And then we got word yesterday, they gave him a $5 million raise, and then they guaranteed the money that was left on his deal. And he agreed to that, showed up to camp, everything's going to be good. Were you guys surprised that Amari took that deal? What about the Browns just always being able to kind of like they get this thing done? Other teams, Amari Cooper's last team that had an issue like this traded him for a 5th round pick.
Yep.
And we have an issue like this where he wants a deal and we give him $5 million extra dollars and here he comes and plays for us. And I feel like it's some of Andrew Berry is in the Browns in this front office the last 4 going on 5 years now is they do a really good job of taking care of the players, I feel like. And they've built up a good reputation and they work well with the agents and that kind of stuff. So I think it's a good look for the Browns to be able to get players to do this kind of thing.
Yeah. We talked about it just a little bit ago on the fantasy podcast. We were reviewing the AFC North and we were talking about Amari Cooper and just the Browns in general, how they name somebody that we have not been able to sign, extend, keep around that we've wanted since Andrew Berry's been here. They get this done. I mean, Nick Chubb, all these, they find a way to get these deals done and somehow it works for the player and it's also team friendly. It's just wild. But
I don't think it can be, you can't overlook the fact that it's Jimmy Haslam again ponying up a bunch of cash.
That's true. That's very true.
It helps to have no love at all. It helps to have an owner with super deep pockets that's willing to pony up the cash.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for Jimmy Haslam, Andrew Berry wouldn't be able to manipulate the cap the way he does.
Right.
So,
With the Browns and Amari Cooper, and we talked about it a lot during the offseason, how you know, just looking at the cap and the players and everything and the numbers, like the Amari Cooper was one of those players that if the Browns moved on from, they could save. It was like, I think it was $12 million that could be saved with like an $8 million dead cap. So there was money to be saved on this contract or whatever. And I might have those wrong, but you know, I know Amari was looking for an extension years. He wanted more years under contract and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, coming at it from like a financial perspective, I mean, when the Browns come to you and say, look, we're not going to give you any more years beyond this one right now, but we'll guarantee you 20 and give you five more. So you're going to get $25 million this year. How are you going to say no?
Right.
$25 million this year. Okay. I'll worry about my next 2 years on a contract after this one.
I was starting to get a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Every day that went past.
Yeah. Especially now that you see, okay, it was only nothing as far as the years went, like on a contract, they didn't get to that point.
Right.
So the fact that you're able to still bring him back, and I don't know if we can put enough emphasis on how important Amari Cooper has been to the offense, especially, you know what I mean, the passing game. So huge win. Like Blake said, I guess I am kind of a little surprised that they actually were able to get it done. But I mean, for him, I guess he's able to come back. He makes $25 million, and then you're basically, it's a tryout. You know, you're performing for your next contract. If he goes out there and balls out, puts up 1,200 yards again, somebody's going to bring the money truck up.
Well, and we talked about this too. Like it gives the Browns, they put themselves in a nice position with this whole thing where they're not tied up in any guaranteed money to Amari Cooper pass this year.
Right.
And, you know, say Jerry Jeudy takes that step and they say, we already paid Jerry Jeudy and he looks like he can be that guy. And now we have, you know, we don't have to tie up $20+ million in Amari Cooper. We can invest that other places next year, roster building.
Yeah.
Great. Maybe Jerry Jeudy doesn't take that step. Amari Cooper blows up and it's like, we have to get him back. Now they can put themselves in contract talks with him again next year.
Now there's not the pressure too for Jerry Jeudy. And maybe he doesn't feel that kind of pressure to like perform, but like if Cooper gets traded or just doesn't show up, then all that pressure goes on Jerry Jeudy. You have to be the alpha, the number one. So well, I think it's huge.
At least in the short term, we signed Jeudy to be a high level number two.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we did not sign him to be a high level number one. I think it's smart for the Browns too, because Amari Cooper's 30. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'll be 31 going into next year. You know, you don't want to give him a 3-year deal with all this money. And the last year of his deal, he's 33. You don't necessarily know what he'll have left in the tank. Fun fact, I didn't know this. Amari Cooper and I have the same birthday.
Oh well, congratulations, Amari.
I just looked it up. But yeah, he's 30 years old. I think it's a smart deal by the Browns. I also think, so you give him all the money this year, you know, and then next year, now if Amari Cooper's not going to be in the Browns, there's guys like T. Higgins, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like that you could give money to a way younger. JOK is going to need paid at some time.
There's going to be more of these Brandon Ayuk situations with other receivers on other teams that are getting to that point where the team needs to make a decision. Are we going to pay this guy long-term? Or are we not at a point in our growth and our rebuild where we can invest that kind of money in a receiver, you know, because they got quarterbacks to pay or they've got other things to worry about. So
no, it's a good job by the Browns taking care of the player. You give him his money. Like he's probably not going to be around past this year, but that's kind of like the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I feel like very few people are putting in 10 years on a team. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Unless you're like that top level franchise guy, a quarterback, that kind of thing. So it's not like I don't want Amari Cooper to leave, but also if you've built up a good team and a good franchise, you have to make decisions like this. Like, okay, he's getting older. We can't just stay with him just because we like him.
You know who I compared it to?
Yes, say it. I was going to remind you.
Because he's like, think of a guy that we haven't been able to get a deal done with. And I said, dude, and this was just me personally, but I said, Jarvis. I was like, man, I wanted Jarvis back. I could never imagine us not bringing Jarvis along, you know, to finish the deal. And then we cut him, let him go. And I mean, it worked out.
And that was it.
It worked out, obviously not for Jarvis, but like for the Browns. And it's just kind of crazy. They kind of just made the move right at the perfect time. And Jarvis was still doing good. You know, he's a little bit more injury prone, but not to the point where I was like, oh, there's no way this guy's not going to be on our roster moving forward.
I mean, like you said, at 30, age 30 season, analytically, it's the right move for the Browns.
Right.
As much as, and I'm with you, I love Amari Cooper. I'd love to have him here for the next 2 years if he's going to play at a high level and everything, but there's no guarantee. And again, you're talking about a 32 or even a 33-year-old receiver, depending on how long you have to extend a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not, it's not a good bet to make.
He's in a tough spot too, Amari Cooper, in terms of his production in his career is going to command a high paycheck, but his age is going to scare teams away in terms of giving him the high paycheck, at least with years. You know right. what I mean? I guess it probably depends on if he leads the AFC North in receiving again this year. I'm sure there's going to be
somebody will
give him like a 2-year deal with yes. high money.
Sure.
And maybe it'll be the Browns if they see enough out of him again this year. But I think to just get him locked out for this year, I feel like the Browns really think that if they're healthy, they can make a legitimate run at it.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? With the, yes. with the additions that they've made on offense, on defense, with the addition of Ken Dorsey in the revamped, more opened up offense, I really feel like if they're healthy, they think this is a year that we can make a run at it. And so lock them up for this year and roll the dice and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let us know what you guys think of the Amari Cooper situation. Do you think he'll be back next year? Are you pounding the drum for him to be back? I know like Browns fans, we get very attached to people, so it's very hard to see them go. So I know there'll be some people out there that'll be disappointed.
I think it's another perfect time to remind everybody, just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the season because, again, if you're going to get your panties in a bunch over Amari Cooper needs to be back in 2025, you're already missing 2024. Just enjoy the season, and we'll figure all that stuff out next year. But let's just let this one happen, please.
I agree.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog pack, the summer's in full swing, and you guys know what that means. Omaha Steaks annual hotter than fire sale. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and for a limited time, you guys can get big savings on great packages from Omaha Steaks for just $99. Plus, you guys can get an extra $10 off that order with promo code DOGS, DAWGS, at checkout. So these packages with that promo code are essentially $89. From exquisite steaks to legendary burgers, the premium pork, the air-chilled chicken, the meatballs, the chicken wings, the appetizers, the ready-to-eat meals, the wine, everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, head over there today, check it out. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale to get these exclusive savings on the mouthwatering packages that start at just $99 plus. Use that code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out for an extra $10 off your order. But hurry, because this sale is only available for a limited time. Summer always flies by, and this deal is going to fly by, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go shop today, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS at checkout for an extra $10 off your order.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save big.
So the Browns starting training camp, they went down to Greenbrier, right?
They go tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So, yes. So when you guys are watching this, they will.
They're in Berea right here for this first like 3 days, 4 days. Yeah.
So, but then they'll be heading to Greenbrier, which I remember when they first did this, some people were like calling it gimmicky, but a lot of the players talked about like, this is the time where like we really came together. And if it isn't for that, I don't know if we're gelled enough and cohesive enough to overcome so many of the injuries that we did and still go out there and win, you know, 11 games and make the playoffs. So I like that they're heading back. It's a good team building time to just get away from distractions. You know, they're all staying together. You're with the team. It's like a Remember the Titans deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you go there and some people call it gimmicky, but there's something to be said about you go to a camp with your team. You're eating meals with them. You're hanging out with them. You're going through this. You're all tired together, you know, all that stuff. I'm not saying they don't hang out when they're in Berea, but I mean, let's be honest. They're adults with their own lives. They go to camp for 2.5 hours, a couple hours of meetings, then they leave and then they don't see each other or probably talk to each other again until the next day. It's tough to build that in 2 hours, 3 hours. You go away for a few days, being together all night, sharing bunks, all that kind of stuff. It builds chemistry. It builds, you know, cohesion.
They said they spent a lot of time talking just about personal lives and getting to know each other, you know, outside of football. And it does help you like fight harder for the guy next to you. If you know, like you just know more about that person and it just makes you the team building, I think it's a very smart move. I love that Kevin's doing this.
Yeah, I agree. If hopefully we see the same results we did last year, only minus the injuries.
Yeah, just with health.
Some notable guys starting the camp off on the PUP, which is the physically unable to perform list. Mm-hmm. And then a couple guys on the NFI.
Would you like me to, looking at me like you want definitions of these things.
Go ahead.
All right. So for the PUP, it's basically, like you said, physically unable to perform list. They go the start of training camp if they have football related injuries, like those on IR. But it counts against their active roster. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for NFI, that's non-football injury or illness. And then that's basically if you are unable to perform at the beginning of camp or they put you on this list, but it's because of something outside of football, like I sound like you crashed a jet ski or, you know.
Yeah. Like Nine Lines is on there.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
On the PUP, you got Chubb, Conklin, Wills, Tomlinson, and D'Anthony Bell, Newsom and Hines on the NFI. I don't think there's any surprise at Chubb.
No.
Well, and I think real quick, let's break down what each person's dealing with too a little bit. I mean, well, and first of all, for the PUP.
Yes.
So we talked about this before. Like if they go on the PUP here during training camp, they can come off at any point.
Yeah. If they get put on at a certain point, then they're out the first.
As long as they don't practice or participate in a preseason game.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So as soon as that happens, that's it.
So like as soon as the season starts, if they're on PUP, then they have to miss the first four.
I didn't think so.
No,
I thought you could get brought up at any point.
Okay. We should have looked that up.
I'm 100% sure here.
Okay.
As long as you do not practice or you do not play in a preseason game.
Okay.
So that's why it's important to put them on at the beginning.
Yeah.
If they came out there and they did a calisthenic, they'd say they participated at camp, but they'd have to miss their first.
So, like, if you've got Sleeper for any of your fantasy football leagues and you've been getting notifications like crazy over the last week, this person's on PUP, this person's on PUP. It's because they showed up to training camp. They had a little ailment or whatever, you know, a little tweak this, tweak that. So the team said, well, you're on the PUP to start.
Yep.
And then they start coming off.
Yep.
Yep.
You know, as soon as they get to practice.
So, obviously, Chubb rehabbing still from the knee, Conklin rehabbing from the. What are you?
His knee.
The knee.
His knee again. Or also, Wills was the ankle, right?
It was a knee.
Mm-hmm. Another knee? Jesus.
They were all knees.
And also, apparently, my memory is terrible. and then, what's Dalvin Tomlinson got going on? Another knee.
A knee.
And D Bell's got the shin.
Yes.
The one thing, I hope his shin isn't serious. D'Anthony Bell's built a reputation on the Browns as our best special teamer. Came in and played a lot of safety for us with all the injuries and played really well last year. But he's just because of the undrafted, status and just the fact that he's not like a lock-in starter every week. Every year is a fight to make the team, especially when you got so much talent. He's a guy that can't afford to miss a ton of time. I think having been on the team for 2 years and built up a good rep in the team is a guy who can step in and play safety if called upon, and he's the best special teamer. And we're going to need good tacklers on the kickoff team and that kind of stuff this year. But you don't want to see a guy like D-Bell missing extended periods of time in camp.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I didn't see any reports beyond that as to like what it actually was, the extent of the injury. It could just be like a minor thing. And then here in the next couple of days, we see he's practicing. So obviously Nick Chubb's the big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we know that's going to be a lengthy recovery process. I'm not expecting him.
I think it brought people a little bit
tomorrow or
back
anything.
To earth. You know what I mean? Like everybody saw that video and they're like, oh my God,
yeah.
Like maybe it's not as, maybe he's ready right now. And it's like, you know.
So I know somebody, I think it was on YouTube. Somebody made a comment, or maybe it's Twitter, and said, you guys have been talking about Nyheim Hines all summer, not being, you know, available at the beginning of camp. And here he is on the NFI list to start. Yeah, it's what we've been saying. Like he even said himself, he doesn't know when he's going to be back. He hasn't done a football drill in over a year.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was very unrealistic to expect him to be out there day one of training camp, participating in drills. He's not, he's not back yet. So that leaves the running back room as, you know, Ford, Foreman, and Robbins right now. Mm-hmm. And then Pierre Strong, I guess.
Yeah.
I tend to forget.
Kelly's still probably around.
I think the running back room is one of the most interesting for the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Chubb, I don't think Chubb will be active week one.
It's fair.
I think he'll still be on the PUP. I think there's a chance you could see him activated week two or maybe even week three. But I just don't think he'll be back week one. But in, I guess it depends on Hines if he gets back into camp at all. If he doesn't participate in any camp, I just don't know if he'll make the team.
I don't see it.
It's too tough.
You know what I mean?
If that's the case, I don't see him making the team.
Yeah, because especially like if these other dudes perform well in the preseason, I'm very excited to watch some of these guys in the preseason.
Yeah.
To see how they perform. I mean, super excited for Robbins. Mm. But just the way it's going to break down behind Nick Chubb in, you know, the first couple of weeks of the season, I think it's very interesting. I think Jerome Ford will be the starter.
Me too.
It's probably fair. Yeah.
I think the way I see it going is I see Jerome Ford being the starter. I see Foreman being the number two, and then the toss up at the number three spot, maybe Robbins, but Pierre Strong's been on the team now for a while, but he's kind of like Jerome Ford. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and if you have Jerome Ford, do you need Pierre Strong?
But even with Pierre Strong last year, we saw the Browns elect not to use him when honestly there were times where it's like, we could probably use his speed and burst in here, but I just don't think they trusted him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Pierre Strong could be on the chopping block. John Kelly has been around the Browns for a long time now. Yeah. And just
always practice squad.
Yes. Yeah. So I think, but then once Nick Chubb comes back, now you're looking at like one of those dudes is going to get kicked to the practice squad. You'd have, my guess is it's going to be Robbins.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
And I mean, when we talk about Ford, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like it's going to be, I think Ford had more of a workload last year than he was ready for, or that maybe that he can handle, but they also didn't have Kareem Hunt to start the season because they didn't want, I don't want to say that they just didn't want to bring him back. You know, they didn't bring him back because they thought he had lost a step. So they weren't giving him as much of a workload. I think Foreman's got enough juice that we could see this be a little more of an even split with Ford being the lead guy. But I think it'd be more of like a 60-40 than, I feel like last year it was almost like a 75-25.
I like Foreman in that, like every time that he's been asked to step into it, as far as like going from the two spot to the one, it's been successful.
Yeah.
You know, so I trust him in that workload. I don't know if he'll be that guy, but
I think this offense too will suit Jerome Ford better.
I hope so.
In terms of he can catch the ball out of the backfield. I mean, we brought Hines in because Ken Dorsey likes to do that kind of stuff. So I think Jerome Ford can do that. I think running out of the shotgun, more like read option type runs and stuff, I think that fits his play style better. So like some outside zone type stuff. So I think Ford can have another good year. Statistically, he was productive. It's just if you watched, it was like he left yards on the field.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think if you go watch and see how Buffalo utilized James Cook in the early part of the season last year, that's probably what you could expect for Jerome Ford. Similar.
Another position that I think is very interesting to watch a guy on the PUP here, or two of the guys, is Conklin and Wills. How are the – there's three starting tackles on this team and only two starting tackle spots. So have they given any indication of who's going to be the ones?
I know they've, like, I've read articles where they're like, it's probably going to be Conklin and Wills. But so, I mean,
that's what I said a couple months ago.
Yeah. Until, I guess, you see what happens with camp and everything and how things shake up. Like, I don't think you need to, like, get rid of any. Obviously, Jones isn't going anywhere. But I don't think you, like, make a, hey, we're trading our starting left or right tackle. Because look what happened last year. No, we were down to bare bones.
I think it bodes very well for DeJuan Jones, at least, that, you know, all three of these guys ended the season on IR with knee injuries. Mm-hmm. And two of them are still on now recovering on the PUP. But Jones is back.
Yeah.
So I think that's, you know, that's a good sign for him. It's a good sign for the team that, hey, at least one of these guys is fully healthy enough to open training camp active.
Yeah.
Did we ever figure out what Newsom did?
Hamstring. Don't know how, don't know any more details about it.
He's another guy who probably doesn't want to miss a ton of camp. Yeah, because you see guys who miss camp and preseason, they tend to get off to slow starts.
This is the most concerning one on the list for me because hamstrings in camp tend to carry through the season.
It's one of those things like they might just want to say, Newsom's not playing until week two of the preseason now. We're calling it now. We're going to wait till he's better, and then we're going to even give it, and then we're giving him extra time. Because, like you said, this is what you think hamstrings. You think you're better, and then you push off, and it snaps.
And then you miss six games.
Yes, so that's a concerning one. Not only for our secondary, because I think he's plays a pivotal role in the secondary, but also like we just picked up his option, and you know he's playing for future contracts. So it's a tough situation for both. So hopefully it's not a bad one, and hopefully that they're smart. We hired the new the new doctor. Hopefully things go well in that department and just the soft tissue injury in general for the Browns this year. Hopefully we see a giant reduction in that because that's been an issue forever, it seems.
I was just so disappointed when I saw a hamstring already on here. I was like, yeah, man.
But what do you guys, storylines coming out of camp, anything you guys are looking for? What are you, has you most excited for camp?
I think just like some of the positional battles. You've named a couple of them. I think defensive tackle, super interesting as far as like who makes it out, who doesn't. Same thing with the line and running back. I think those positional groups, like those battles, very, very interesting. And then also like wide receiver. Like, what do we do with David Bell? What do we do with Michael Woods?
I was going to say, I want to see how it rounds out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously at the top, we know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, how does it round out the bottom?
So your top's going to be Cooper, Moore, and Judy. And then Tillman. And then behind them, you got David Bell.
Jamari Thrash.
Michael Woods.
James Proche.
I just don't know if he...
Maybe it's a special team.
He's got the return game stuff. That's a thing.
Special teamer.
Yeah.
I guess it probably, like Chop said, he thinks that there's a chance a lot of NFL teams, at least early, they're just going to kick the ball out of the end zone and say, take it at the 30.
It's very possible.
So
I thought that was a good point.
They're not going to want to deal with all this. So I think the wide receiver, the back end of the wide receiver, because is interesting. Michael Woods was a guy who, like, there's a lot of chatter about him in camp last year before he got hurt. Like, he was playing pretty well. It sounded like they had a lot of they were excited.
Well, remember he was going to do. We even saw him up there, and I remember
big guy.
We're like, who is that? Is that Michael Woods? He's big. Like he's not just like tall and thin. Like he's big and he's got some
big body.
Yeah,
he's almost like Tillman.
Yeah,
only he might be bigger. I don't know if I have it. I don't have it pulled up.
I think they might be very similarly sized.
I'm excited
about 6'2".
I'm excited for Tillman this year. I don't know. Like again, I don't know opportunities wise how much he's going to get, but I think when he is called upon, I think he's going to play well this year.
That's the thing. Like for me with Tillman, it's not about like overall total production at the end of the season. It's about don't leave stuff on the field. Yeah. Don't break off your routes. Don't, be in the wrong place. Like if you just, like you said, when he does get that opportunity, be where you're supposed to be, make the play. That's to me, that's a successful season for Cedric Tillman.
So I'm excited for that. I'll be honest. I'm really excited just to see the new offense. I'm excited to hear reports about the new offense in terms of like, do we continue the trend from what we heard in OTAs about that it is different, that it is like drastically different and it's not just smoke and mirrors like it was last year. Mm-hmm. And how does Deshaun look in it?
Mm-hmm.
Does he seem more comfortable? How's the shoulder look? Is he, is he slinging it around? Yep. Does he have command? Like, does he seem confident, comfortable? Because like we're going to go as far as a healthy Deshaun's going to take us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get some early reports back out of camp about the new offense and how it looks and how players are taking to it. That's probably the thing I'm like looking forward to the most.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the offense is always the most exciting thing to hear about, especially whenever you know you've got all these changes coming in. But I'm definitely interested to see what happens with the defensive tackle position, how that whole thing shapes up. I mean, you know, Michael Hall is going to be heavily utilized, you know, maybe not as he might not necessarily be a starter or like a full snap kind of guy, but he's going to be used strategically a lot by Jim Schwartz in this defense. And then obviously, you know, Tomlinson. But after that, you know, what does Siaki Ika do during training camp? How does Shelby Harris, Quentin Jefferson,
Mo Hurst,
how does that all, because we've talked about it. We can't keep all these guys. So
there's going to be a couple D linemen that get cut that are not free agents for very long.
No.
They're going to be on
new teams. We might trade them, honestly.
Yes. Because there's going to be a high level, like a guy like Mo Hurst, I feel like is a fringe guy. And that guy can play ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like on any other Browns roster, he'd probably be a starter.
Yes. And I'm very curious to see Ika this year when he slimmed down a ton.
Yeah.
And I feel like a slimmed down Ika, you got Michael Hall, Quentin Jefferson, Tomlinson. I feel like Jim Schwartz is going to have a ton of versatility up front. Mm-hmm. Like Miles can play inside and outside. Michael Hall can play inside and outside. We can move. We haven't even mentioned Za'Darius Smith.
Za'Darius, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Obo. Yeah. Alex Wright. I like what.
Like there, we are. I saw a thing that said our front seven is like was ranked one of the best in the NFL or something like that in terms. And a lot of that's the D line because I mean, like our linebackers. I really like JOK, but it's not like we got Ray Lewis running around at linebacker. You know,
and there's question marks after that. But yeah, you know, we can think that it looks good on paper, but
the linebacker question mark, that's another one that I'm really interested to see how it plays out because I'm very excited about Jordan Hicks, but I want to see what Devin Bush does in training camp because we've talked about him. I know Blake, you've mentioned him quite a bit. Like, could be a very sneaky under the radar big signing for the Browns if he recaptures any of his early career form, which is weird to think about. He's like 25 years old. He's still a super young guy. Just hasn't exactly been the same since he got injured a couple years ago. But man, if he recaptures any of that, put him out there with Hicks and JOK and Buki Watson.
Yeah.
I want that guy to be good because I know what he can do.
I've got one too. Not to change it off the linebacker, but I think what do we do with DTR? You know, like,
I think backup quarterback's interesting too.
I think quarterback kind of like obviously Watson and Jameis are pretty locked in where they're going to be. But then like you brought in Huntley, you have DTR. Like obviously they like DTR a lot, but like
I feel like DTR is potentially a cut practice squad kind of guy.
Yeah,
you want to see a bunch of butthurt Browns fans cut DTR?
It might. Seriously, you have three guys that.
You have to think Tyler Huntley's better than DTR at this point in his career. Unless DTR, and I like DTR.
Yeah.
But I like the kid's attitude. But like it's, you don't get jobs in the NFL based on attitude alone.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Tyler Huntley can play at this level, Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Sure.
So,
but no, he's definitely played much better at the NFL level than what we've seen from DTR. And DTR, he's older. Like, he was an older prospect. It's not like we're sitting on this 22-year-old kid that's still got all this time to develop, and, you know, we'll see what we have in him. Like, he's probably 25 now, and it's, I don't know. Now we're at the point where if he goes to the practice squad, I don't know if somebody takes him. Like, last year, we were like, oh, we can't practice squad him. Somebody will take him.
And I need to get better at knowing the roles, too, because you can practice squad players and you can have your emergency quarterbacks.
And so you can protect certain players.
So I need to get more well-versed in how that all works, how many we can carry without it affecting the 53 and all that good stuff. But yeah, that's another interesting battle. Cause I forgot about the Huntley.
Yeah.
So
it's a big signing.
Yeah.
I mean, depth wise.
Cause you got to think you're probably only gonna have two quarterbacks on your, I have a feeling you'll have your two game day quarterbacks will be obviously Deshaun and Jameis. And then your emergency who is dressed but can't play unless will be Huntley.
Yeah.
And then so if that's the case, then can DTR be practice squad without, like, I don't know how Huntley will affect that. And I don't know the rules enough about that. So if anybody knows the rules, clarify for us, I guess.
Yeah, we'll try to figure all that out. It's just, man, it's
changed a lot the last couple of years, too. So
we keep adding to it. Yeah, it's
a lot of it was because the Niners.
Oh. Yes.
they had to play a half of an NFC championship game with no quarterback and another half where the quarterback couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so it'll be, that's another interesting position battle. Any others?
So one thing that I just, not necessarily like a position battle, but just something to keep in mind for all the fans out there is, you know, for as good as the defense was last year, like they were just, they were so dominant, especially at home, like just lockdown dominant. Juan Thornhill was a huge signing for the Browns last offseason, and he wasn't healthy at all during the year. No. Like he dealt with injuries on and off, but he was at no point was he healthy. Like he was hurt. Anytime he was on the field, he was coming off of an injury, about to go into another one. So if we get a healthy Juan Thornhill to start the season this year in that secondary.
To go with a healthy Grant Delpit, who I felt like took a huge step last year. Yeah. I'm excited to see Grant Delpit.
I just feel like not enough people are talking about Juan Thornhill like they were last year, because I think you just kind of forgot about him because he was hurt so often last year. But he was such a stud in Kansas City. I mean, Chiefs fans hated losing him.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to see what this defense can be.
That's another guy who I like the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very big, like Cleveland. Yeah. Like, so
I'm tattooed Brownie the Elf on his arm and everything.
Yeah. So that's big for me. Well, I'm good on training camp. If you guys are good,
I'm good, bro.
All
right. Well, because I'm not to rush us along, but I forgot that we were going to talk about these FanDuel rankings real quick.
Yes. Good. So
I wanted to, I didn't want to wrap it up before I was like, oh yeah, I wanted to talk about this. So
this episode is brought to you by Bodden Sports. Browns fans, Bodden Sports is your one-stop shop for all your athletic gear. Bodden started out perfecting and manufacturing the best balls in the business. Yeah, if that sounded dirty, that's more about your mind than my words. But hey, it's true. Baseballs, softballs, footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, soccer balls, you name it, and Bodden has engineered the highest standard sports balls available. And now they offer more than just sports balls. If you got kids playing baseball or softball, Bodden has batting gloves and bats to go along with both game balls and training balls. If you're into basketball, Bodden makes basketball specifically for indoor or outdoor use. Heck, Bodden even has all the equipment you need for pickleball, which is one sport that I hear everyone is playing and yet I still never have. And I need to fix that soon. But don't miss the backyard game section of Bodden's website, where you can order everything you need for this upcoming outdoor season. Pool balls, backyard volleyball nets, croquet, bocce, horseshoes, cornhole, and more. Right now, you can get 10% off your entire order at Bodden Sports, B-A-D-E-N Sports.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, and use promo code DOGS when you check out. That's 10% off all the top quality sporting gear you need this season. BoddenSports.com/dogs.
FanDuel, this is FanDuel, right?
Yes.
I don't know how they came up with this.
I don't either.
So this is the NFL Power Rankings brought to you by FanDuel. And I'll just go real quick through here, and we'll just touch on some of the absolute head scratchers. Kansas City 1, Baltimore 2, San Francisco 3, Detroit 4, the Bengals 5, the Jets at 6, the Cowboys at 7, Eagles at 8, Packers at 9, Bills at 10, the Texans at 11, the Rams at 12, the Seahawks at 13, the Dolphins at 14, the Bears at 15, the Steelers at 16, the Falcons at 17, the Jags at 18, the Chargers at 19, the Bucks at 20, 21 is the freaking Giants. The Browns are at 22. Some of those teams I just mentioned are ahead of the Browns.
So when I saw this, I literally looked at it and I went, all right, so we beat two of these top, what, three teams last year? Okay. All right. So we just have bulletin board material. And I was just kind of like, I was like, man, like, hopefully they see this and like they just get a big taste of disrespect. But then I was like, well, who's right above us? And I saw the Giants and I was like, fuck this list.
This Giants? This list is
ridiculous. What? The Giants?
The Bucks? I know the Bucks.
I wouldn't have felt as disrespected by the Bucks or the Giants.
They
Giants
barely made the playoffs. In the NFC South.
Yes. The Giants, they've been a dumpster fire for the Jets.
I'm sorry.
They have a great roster, but there's a lot of uncertainty. What about head coach and quarterback?
The Chargers, their defense was not very good last year, and they lost every single offensive weapon.
I don't understand. Did the Bengals not just finish last in our division?
I think they're just counting on a healthy Joe Burrow there, dog. I think that's what that is. But I wouldn't.
A healthy Joe Burrow's beat the Browns one time.
No, I know. That's fair. That's right.
And the Jets here. If I'm the Texans, I'm like, hey, if I'm making the list, obviously Kansas City at 1, I probably got the Niners at 2. Mm-hmm. I probably have the Texans in like the top 5 right now.
Yeah.
In terms of power ranking, they added Stephon Diggs.
They'd for sure be ahead of the Bengals for me.
Yes, they'd be ahead of the Bengals.
The Bengals do not have a good defense.
The Eagles are at eight. And they could maybe come out and they'll be good with some, you know, Kellen Moore. Was it Kellen Moore who went there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the Eagles.
Yeah. Maybe he'll, but man, they were trending the wrong direction.
Yeah, some uncertainty.
And they lost some players. Okay. I just don't understand how you come up with this list.
I think, like, even just looking at the Cardinals at 28,
that's crazy.
4 or 5 spots behind the Raiders. What?
I think Chicago, like, don't get me wrong, I know people think they're going to be, I think that's too high.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's too, what is it, 16?
15.
15?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's got to be not that great in that division.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, like,
it all
depends. And I don't know if it's Minnesota or not.
I feel like the Bears
thing. They got Minnesota clear at 26.
The Bears thing is all about Caleb Williams. If he plays well, they could be pretty good because their defense was very good down the stretch.
And they got a lot offensively. And they got
3 wide receivers who could arguably number ones on another team.
Oh, absolutely. All the pieces are there. It's just it's funny because he's a rookie quarterback. Like, if you're a betting person, which FanDuel, hello.
I know. Like, that's why I was surprised when I saw
it. The odds of a rookie, like what CJ Stroud did last year, doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why he's an outlier. That's why Justin Herbert was an outlier, because the majority of the time you get Sam Darnold, these, like, you know, high end drafted quarterbacks, Zach Wilson. Like, I don't know. It's just, now I'm not saying Caleb Williams is going to be that. I'm just saying he's a rookie.
We've seen it. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Yes, you're right.
He's gonna,
absolutely, yeah. Dog.
The Jags ahead of us. Didn't we beat the Jags twice?
Yeah.
We beat them once.
Once.
Yeah.
Okay.
They never made the playoffs.
That's right.
They thought we were going to play them.
They choked it away.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
I know the Falcons added Kirk Cousins and they potentially got some weapons, but I feel like to put them above us, we brought back our entire staff. We're bringing back, you know, our healthy quarterback. We added talent to our team. We bring back the number one defense, the reigning defensive player of the year. You're going to put the Falcons ahead of us? There's just so much bias against Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
That they just crap on the Browns for it. We just played games without him last year and won 11 games. So even if you don't think Deshaun is that good right now, we still won 11 games without him. Okay. And there's so much. I'm not saying Deshaun has been Houston Deshaun playing for us, but he still has won. He won 80% of his start last year. And people are like, it was the defense. It's a team sport. He still put up points to win the game.
That's what blows my mind. I'm always like, well, 3 of his games were blowouts.
Yes.
Because people are like, well, he didn't have a 300-yard game. Like, it's because he didn't throw the ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and ever. The Bengals game, people will crap on him for his numbers in the Bengals game.
That was a shit show.
It was raining the entire time.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow didn't even have 100 yards of passing.
Yeah, like 83.
In that game. Deshaun had a passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown, and he
had a 2-point conversion.
Yes, took us down the field, and we beat the Bengals at home, started 1-0.
Candidly.
Outplayed a guy who everybody has anointed the second best quarterback in football.
Yeah.
It was raining for Joe Burrow, apparently, but it wasn't raining for Deshaun that day.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yep. So it's just like.
Oh, and anybody who wants to defend Joe Burrow, well, he was never healthy.
Well, Deshaun
Watson beat the living daylights out of the Cardinals and went out and led a comeback against the Ravens. He wasn't healthy.
Yeah, with a broken shoulder.
So,
the Bengals game, our starting right tackle got hurt in the first quarter, and we brought in a rookie
who
had to play. So he's playing in the pouring down rain. He doesn't have his former Pro Bowl right tackle. He's, you know, they have Trey Hendrickson. It's not like they have a bum defensive line.
Yeah.
They had DJ Reader. They had...
They still have Hubbard last year.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, just... The Bengals just getting gobbled on because of Joe Burrow sometimes. It drives me nuts. The hate against, I don't know what we have to do. I'm not saying you have to put us in the top 5, but the Browns, they made the playoffs last year and they're bringing everybody back and some. We're not top 10.
I can't be 15.
We can't be 10. If you don't, we can't be top 12. I understand if you want to see Deshaun throw after the shoulder surgery, you want to see what the offense looks like, so you're not going to put us crazy high. You mean to tell me the team with the number one defense and the reigning defensive player of the year and that just won 11 games last year, they're not a top 10 team, even though they bring back the reigning defensive player of the year, they're bringing back the reigning coach of the year.
Mm-hmm. Assistant coach of the year.
Assistant coach of the year, the number one defense, and they're bringing everybody back. From the team that just won 11 games, even though we had more injuries than anybody, and we're not a top 12 in your power rankings.
Not even a top 20, dog. Not even a top 20.
And that's the thing. We were top 16 last year. Obviously, we made the playoffs, like you said, without most of those guys.
I'd like to hear the justification for why we're not at least in the top 16.
Danny Dimes, man. Danny Dimes.
You know what I mean?
Gotta be him, right?
Like, what's the just... If your justification is, well, we don't know what they're going to have with Deshaun, we won 11 games last year.
Without him.
Yes.
I mean, well, not without him, but...
What do you have? Seven without him. What do you have with Daniel Jones? He's coming off an ACL.
Yeah.
They lost
their starting running back.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys, like a lot of these teams, what do you have in them? The Seahawks.
Kirk Cousins is coming off an injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New system.
Aaron Rodgers is coming off, and he's 42 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. My top five would have been somewhere like Kansas City.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Okay.
I'd probably still have Baltimore somewhere up there. I'd have the Houston Texans a lot higher. Maybe Kansas City, San Francisco, Baltimore. The Texans would probably be top four or five. And then I'd start filling in that. I'd have the Browns probably like eight-ish somewhere in there.
Yeah, you could definitely knock the Jets out of that sixth spot for sure.
Like, I don't have a problem.
And,
like,
you know, even the Bills at 10. Like, I've been hearing a lot about people talk about the Bills and stuff. Like, they've lost a lot of defensive pieces.
Yes.
And all their offensive
pieces. So they could be, it honestly could be a struggle bus for them this year.
And that's just all we know. Josh Allen is good.
Yeah. Exactly.
But here's the thing that'll be interesting though is, we remember Josh Allen pre Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like a guy who was showing potential, but he was still pretty inaccurate.
Yeah.
You know, and then they went and got Diggs and his game went to the next level. What's he going to be without like a true number one again?
He's still going to turn the ball over.
Or he doesn't have Diggs or Daboll. Yeah. Daboll was a huge part.
Did Gabe Davis leave?
Yeah. Davis is gone.
He lost his top two receivers. They replaced him with a rookie.
Rookie, then Khalil Shaker?
Or Shakir. Yeah,
how do you say
Khalil,
that?
Khalil Shakir.
There you go.
So
thank you.
Just baffling. Shaker. Again, I'm not sitting here pounding the drum saying the Browns should have been top five. You know what I mean? I'm not even shouting that they have to be top 10. I could make the argument for them to be somewhere in like the 8, 9, 10 range based on, you know, potential question marks.
It just blows my mind that the number one defense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, at the end of the season, even though they weren't the best on the road, they were still rated the number one overall defense in the league. And that team is at 22.
Yeah.
What?
With the reigning defensive player of the year, the reigning coach of the year, the reigning assistant coach of the year.
Yeah. It's wild.
It's disrespectful.
I would love to hear the reasonings. They should, if they're going to put that out, you should have to
just
an article.
Give me five words next to it.
Yeah. Because we should reach out to FanDuel. Be like, well, you guys want to come on and tell us how you came to this?
Yeah.
Let us know what you guys think of those power rankings. I know they'll be, I don't even have a problem with keeping the Bengals in the top 10. I know I just shit on them a little bit, but Burrow comes back, you know, they went to AFC championship game.
Super Bowl, yeah.
If you want to leave them at five, that's whatever. That's fine. I won't even yell at you for it, but just but to have them 17 spots above the Browns, the team that they literally cannot beat, you know, like it's just wild. So let us know what you guys think of those power rankings. I think it's clickbait.
Some money behind the scenes money going on.
They're trying to manipulate the gambling.
Yeah.
But we'll wrap it up. Let us know what you guys think of the Amari Cooper contract situation, the upgrade that he got. Let us know what you guys think of the deal, what you think the Browns, his future with the Browns looks like. Let us know what you guys want to see out of training camp, the stories you guys are looking forward to seeing, the position battles you guys are looking to see heat up. Just give us your thoughts. We're super excited to be, I mean, we're very close to football.
Yeah.
Months. Yeah.
We're like
less than
two. No, dude.
I'm going to the Hall of Fame game in like 2 weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
I think we're, what, 6 weeks away from
the... Oh, wow.
From,
and then we'll have some preseason football. And I know it's just preseason, but, like, the Browns have some intriguing young players that'll be fun to watch in the preseason. Yeah. So
another one was the tight end position we didn't talk about. Like, yeah. I want to see what... Because it's Njoku and question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Treyton Welch has a legit chance to come out here. So, we're knocking on the door of football season. It's
finally
here. So thank you guys for hanging out with us for an entire off season, supporting the show even when there's no season going on, watching us do silly snake drafts of TV shows and all kinds of stuff just to get us through the off season. You guys didn't waver. You guys stuck it out, hung out with us for an entire off season. We appreciate it. And the payoff is here. We appreciate you guys supporting the show, hanging out with us every single week. And we're excited to finally be bringing some actual football news. So appreciate you guys being here. Let us know what you guys want to see out of the Browns training camp. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over, so you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.